morning. Today is Friday, March the 4th, the 65th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks.
Good morning, Brian.
Are we having fun with budget yet?
You know, we are into the budget process. Presented council with our five-year capital improvement plan on Tuesday night, this past Tuesday night. So, yes, we are having fun with the budget process.
Now, the capital improvement plan sounds rather daunting. Sounds rather constraining. Is it designed to be both?
It's not designed to be constraining. The constraining.
Well, think of it as focusing.
Yeah, certainly the constraining factor is not enough money to do some of the projects we really need to be done, such as major street projects.
14th Street.
14th Street is a good example of that. Yes.
If I would think money is short when your department heads are presenting their list of projects, wouldn't they prioritize so that the really ugly nasties, like 14th Street? Not that I'm banging on 14th Street, but...
Hey, I drive 14th every day, so...
Oh, is that how you get into town? Okay.
Yes, yes. We
used to giggle and say on Harrison you needed to use a half track because the potholes were so bad before the undergrounding project went into play. 14th is getting pretty darn close.
It is, and that was one of the projects that we had slated for this year through part of, as we work with HCOG and the other communities, funding source from the state. They've got about $900 million less money, and so basically the request was delaying projects, and that's a project where we have delayed funding for, so... We don't have a date at this point as to when we'll be able to do that.
So when you're in that kind of a scenario, what would take a higher priority for those dollars?
You know, it's because it's a state funding source and they have less money than, does LA get more?
No, do you have a priority?
Do we have a?
Or do you shift to throwing the stuff in the potholes and that's all you can do and there'll be no major project?
You know, we're down to about $250,000 a year that we can put into street overlays, micro surfacing, that type of thing.
What's micro surfacing?
Oh, that's like what was done on S Street, here.
Oh, fake paving.
Seals. It helps prolong pavement life. It is more than just painting the street.
Yeah, there was like a little grinding or something to it.
Yeah, they'll go in and do pothole repair ahead of it and some grinding, even things, and then, apply that type of surfacing.
Really, really thin.
Yes, it is. It's not an inch overlay of asphalt type thing, no.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Greg Sparks.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Sparks. Greg, so if the roads, just to pick on one of the areas of your capital improvement, because I know we'll go on to some of the other areas as the show progresses, what does $250,000 represent? Is that a lot? Is that a little? Is that a third? Is that a tenth?
You know,
we have no basis of reference.
Yeah, you can go back 30 years ago, we had about 350,000. Maybe it was even more than that that went into street projects. So in 30 years, even with the amount of inflation we've had, the amount has gone down. And certainly the reason for that, at one point, besides gas tax revenues, there were general fund revenues that also went towards street maintenance. Certainly within, I think, at least going back the last 5 years, that has not been the case. That as public safety costs went up, that took a greater piece of the pie of the general fund budget, and street projects were reduced to where they're really just funded by gas tax dollars.
Was it public safety, or was it the retirement plans and the insurance going crazy too?
Yeah, certainly all of that together.
Because that's what we've heard.
Yeah,
is it's all the retirement, it's the PERS or whatever the equivalent is, going crazy, and then doing the self-funding, and then da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right. Our CalPERS costs are much higher now than what they were 6-7 years ago. And it's the higher rate in public safety than on general employees. But, the reform done at the state level in 2012, I know we've talked about that on the program before. Yeah, that's helpful. As you bring in new employees, but we still have,
got a lot of the old duffers still around. Yeah.
The majority, I'm an old duffer, but I'm a new employee. But right. So that's
you really are a hybrid then.
Yes. Yes. I really am. Thank you.
You'll laugh when you every time you go out to the parking lot now. So with the changing reality of what today is. And I know this is kind of like an old song, fourth verse. Is the city of Eureka trying to do too much with not enough? Do a lot of things moderately well instead of the top priorities very well?
Boy, I think we try to do some things as very well. But it means we're really dependent upon, at times, outside sources of funding, grant funds to do projects, to provide what I think a lot of us would consider, basic services. We're dependent upon grant funds to do them. Certainly, our trail system is an example of totally built with grant funds. Occasionally we have people who question the council or, why are you spending all that money on trails and when you should be putting it into streets? It's a different funding source, and there just aren't grant funds available to redo streets. We thought last year in the legislature, the governor had a proposal which have a huge increase in state funding to local roads. Looked like it had some legs. Didn't happen. We were somewhat optimistic that maybe it would happen this legislative session. Doesn't appear that's going to be the case again.
There are no advocates for it?
You would think there'd be a lot of advocates, because what you see typically nationally on this type of road infrastructure fund, it tends to be one of those topics that brings together the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and labor unions.
Don't forget the bicycle union.
And the bicycle union.
Seems to be part of it these days, that everything
that's
is
right.
All wrapped. It's not playing in Sacramento?
It's that big fear of kind of the no new taxes, and we don't want to increase any other fees in order to generate money for roads.
Does it need to be? Or is it the same?
It isn't just
same question to California.
Yeah, it isn't just a some of it could be done with reprioritization depending on where you think of the. Some of the mass where money goes on mass transit. But as fuel prices have been down, consumption has been down, vehicles more efficient. And even from the city standpoint, where we get a little bit of a double whammy on this, is from our local sales tax. The last quarter I looked at, we're doing pretty well in general retail sales, restaurants, new cars. We had one area that was down, and that was because of the sales tax on gasoline and fuels. That was down that quarter about 18% from that same quarter of the previous year. So
more than offset from the retail sales tax?
Not more than offset, but certainly one of the things that's holding down our general sales taxes is the tax on fuels.
So as things are get thrown around and you guys are putting together your improvement plan, do the department heads then, Public Works particularly, just kind of say, here's what we would like to do, and then leave it for you and the directors to kind of go, well, can't do that, can't do that, can't do that, okay, and you guys start lining it out? Or do they present, here's what we can do with what we think the state budget is going to make available and general fund dollars to support?
You know, kind of the basic message to departments up front in the butt is that we don't have any more money next year than what we have this year.
So freeze it. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Sparks. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Greg, as you're looking at your capital improvement plan, there are a number of things that lead to it. Obviously, there's the needs. Mm-hmm. There's the wants, desires of the department heads and staff. And then you've got the realities of what today is, mm-hmm. or what this year may mean revenue-wise. If you could go poof and the drug culture was not there, all the impacts, the wandering wounded, the zombies, everybody was gone, and it was, or it wasn't as apparent, how much better off financially would Eureka be? Whether it's the county seat moving to somewhere else, so you don't have all those services attracting a lot of folks. I keep looking at Eureka, and I can remember in the mid-60s, looking at the population sign out by, well, now it's just the eucalyptus trees, but by the driftwood sculptures and all the stuff that's kind of been out there across from Murray Field, 28,000, hemi, 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 hemi. Now driving into town, it says 28,000, hemi, 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 hemi. Mm-hmm. You go, wait a minute. But you look at the roads, and they're being used a whole lot more. You look at the services, there's a whole lot more. There's certainly a lot of folks who used to live in Eureka that are employees in Eureka that used to live in Eureka that now are living, you know, Fortuna's almost a suburb in some regards. McKinleyville certainly is. Those communities have grown rather nicely in the last little bit. So Eureka's kind of in the same boat. And when you mentioned the road dollars, same or less than what it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, close to 50 years now for me, and trying to do the same amount. I mean, it doesn't seem like the model works.
No, the model's got a lot of problems, and you know, in a sense, we don't have an ability to grow outward because of in a sense urbanized development within the county, you know, Tutton, Myrtletown, you know, in that sense that surrounds the city. So
the old sphere of influence.
Right. So, you know, and one of the things we looked with the general plan update and looking at potential annexation, and certainly did a economic review of whether it might make some sense to pursue looking at annexation, realizing that, you know, in order to annex Myrtletown, that requires a vote. You know, it isn't just City Eureka decides to do that. But economically, you know, sales or property tax is such a small portion of our overall revenue structure, and we're highly sales tax dependent. So just even if residents of Myrtle Town and Cutton were amenable to being annexed, it really didn't look like it would be beneficial to the city from a overall revenue standpoint and taking on additional streets and infrastructure that needs to be serviced when we still have the same, predominantly the same sales tax base. Sure, there's some pieces you'd like to pick up of some sales tax base, but you know, all in all, the bigger sales tax is within Eureka.
So there wouldn't be any economy of scale.
No, there really wasn't. So we did that initial level of review. We are still working, quite frankly, on an annexation. We've been in discussion with California Redwood Company on their property. Green Diamond,
you mean the Simpson Mill, or the old Arcata Redwood?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know it by that name. It's not been around as like you have.
It's like, you know, trying to follow where the ball players are, whose team they're on anymore.
Right.
So everything changes. So what would that do for you?
Well, it certainly be working with one property owner, which makes it much easier from annexation standpoint. That has potential for, you know, industrial development, retail development. There's a number of things that could potentially happen on that property in the future. So
even though it's right adjacent to the mudflats and the Coastal Commission and the Corps of Engineers
and
the Harbor District, and everybody would want a piece of the action.
Well, even the studies that have been done from sea level rise, you've got a very well
forgot about that too.
Well designed and maintained dike system, levee system around that property, probably one of the best in the entire area. So
it would be desirable. What would you put there to help? I mean, if you annex it, dandy, but the concept of annexing it would be to help the financial.
Right.
So other than having to have egress and changing all that stuff, more investment on the property, what do you, are you thinking like an outlet mall or something along those lines? What would not split the money but bring more into the community?
Yeah, different ideas out there. Certainly, as we've talked with the property owner, you know, the property's for sale. They'd like to find the right, you know, potential buyer for that at some point. And one of the things that needs to happen right now, though, is getting water and sewer to that site. That makes it would make it much more. There's no sewer at that site. They
septic tanks.
Yep, in a sense, those larger, I think, holding tank type things that have to be pumped.
Oh.
So bringing sewer is a cost, but that would greatly increase the value of that property.
So how would you cut it across the highway to tap into what goes out to Harper?
It isn't even, I don't believe there's sewer at Harper either.
It's Indianola. You'd have to run it out that way.
Yep. So we identified those costs in the capital improvement plan.
Just for a giggle. How much?
Water and sewer together was $2.2
million. Boy, am I getting jaundiced. That doesn't sound like that much.
Well, and then it looks at, you know, how to finance something like that. Is it a combination of property owner? Is there some grant funding available that we could go after? That's what we'd be looking at. Maybe Economic Development Authority grants, something of that.
Okay, so let's say that happens and you got water and sewer out there. Okay, Regan's got a big old one sitting in the middle of his town. Mm-hmm. Now you got one on the outskirts of your town. So?
Right. You really don't want to go into it just with the idea of build it, they will come. You really want to make sure that it's tied to a potential development project. Otherwise, you're spending money and
heaven forbid, if it was waiting. A big box or a series of big boxes, you'd have the protesters lined up out there along the highway. I mean, you got to have a plan. You're just not able to talk about it?
You know, it's so dependent upon what the property owner wants. You know, we don't own the property. We're just talking with them about annexation and what that could look like.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43. Uh-huh. I heard a little government speak there. Did everybody else pick up on that?
Gee, that's what you get from
government types. We'll be back with
More from Government Type Sparks.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:47. Back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Sparks. Greg, Tuesday you guys had your meeting, you presented the plan. Was there anything else that was a takeaway from the initial presentation?
No, because really how we designed this one was more for a chance of our Public Works Department, our engineer, to basically kind of lay out that we totally changed the format on this five-year capital improvement plan than what council's seen in past years, and really kind of help taking them through it as to kind of what to look for then as they go through it individually ahead of the budget work sessions that we'll have really kind of late April, with the goal of having the budget approved in May this year rather than kind of the end of June, making sure we're better coordinated with Humboldt Bay Fire and our Joint Powers Board so that's coordinated process timing wise, and there's also making sure that we just aren't come down the wire like we have the last couple of years of getting a budget done before July 1st.
Do you have the confidence that the state isn't going to pull a switch or change at the end?
It doesn't look like it. State revenues, you know, state budget is actually, you know, it's been pretty good the last couple of years.
But not for roads. So priority change, but, or are they dealing with the retirement and that's where it's going so that they don't have additional cuts?
I don't know enough about how the state does. That's not government speak.
No, but you've got Lika though. You know.
You know, for the most part, we're dependent upon our own resources to provide our essential services. We get some, you know, we go after money that helps us deal with traffic signals and DUI enforcement and various other things that assist departments. But boy, for the most part, you know, it's local resources.
Would it make sense to hire an additional grant writer, either for the departments or for the city at large?
You know, our departments are really astute in terms of the grants that are within their purview areas. Park and Rec Department, they are dialed in. Police Department, dialed in. Public Works Engineering Department, they are. I think we're pretty dialed in. And in terms
so you're
of
maximizing.
Grants, we certainly think so, and we really pay a lot of attention to that because we're just so dependent upon getting some of those resources in.
Thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you, Brent.
Have an enjoyable drive back to City Hall. Dun, 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 dun. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hugs from above. See you tomorrow morning.